All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Wrecker5, mountain-state-survival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.tv, and we have the triumvirate here, as you can see. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.tv. And we have our frequent guest, a survivalist expert, but he's much more, let's say, diverse than that. Bob Griswold is with us. And we're going to be talking about three things that I know will evolve into others. What is the true meaning of the word COVID? Oh, this is interesting. And I just learned this for going on air from Bob. It was a good catch by Bob. And then we're going to look at the tragedy of Damar Hamlin. I just want to point out mainstream media corruption and the NFL's role in it. And then we're going to get into the McCarthy issue here. And I got some feeling. I've been pissed off people all day long on YouTube because my views on McCarthy may make you uncomfortable because I would rather have, well, I'm exaggerating, but I was going to say I'd rather have Satan as the Speaker of the House than McCarthy, but there ain't much difference. Anyway, gentlemen, welcome. Let's start, Bob, with you on the meaning of COVID. And I'll tell the audience what I discovered when I looked this up on the internet.
Well, thank you, Dave, for having me this evening. You know, it's late here. I was going to put a pumpkin up on the screen just to let you know how late it was. No, but anyhow, I'm glad to be here. But I have to give a shout out to Steve Quayle on this because I was talking to him today and he pointed it out that if you spell COVID backwards and look it up in a Hebrew dictionary, it means a possessor of the soul, a demon possessed soul. And, you know, I tie that in. Now, I don't think you should put it up, but I sent you the video of Billie Eilish where she has is sitting there and they from the back. So you don't see any of her private parts, but they rip her shirt open and she's jabbed in the back with about a dozen hypodermic needles. And okay.
But Bob, we're getting away from what we I want to finish this thought, though. Well, before we go to her. I want to go to the mean literal meaning before we tell
means,
the story.
It means demon possession.
Yeah. In Hebrew. And I want to make this point. It's in Hebrew. And not only is it in Hebrew, what's really interesting here, Bob, is that when you search this on Google, the first entry that comes up is not a Hebrew or Jewish source. It is one of the fact checkers. And they're going to say, does this mean demon possession in Hebrew? And they deny it. They try to debunk it. But it clearly does. When you go to Jewish sites, it clearly says this is COVID backwards is demonic possession.
Correct. And that's my point with the Billie Eilish video. You know, that's a girl I pray for. I just see our today's youth that can be very, very troubled. And I pray that, you know, the Lord would get a hold of her. But I would just say that in the video, they show her shirt being torn open from the back. So, like I said, there's none of her private things shown. But she's injected with about a dozen hypodermic needles. And the next thing you know, these nubs are protruding out of her back, which turn into wings. The next scene cuts to the fact that you see this angel falling out of heaven. And it falls into this pool of dark slime. And she becomes a fallen angel. And as the video says, all good girls go to hell. It's a journey of, you know, girls in the lake of fire, which at the end, she walks out of the lake of fire, but turns around and goes back into it. You know, I don't know how much more symbolic you would need to get than that. The injection of the vaccines, genetically transforming, which we always knew it was, a gene-altering vaccine. And we see it worked out over and over and over again in so many of Hollywood's and media's presentations that of what it is that, you know, people continue to accept this vaccine. And, you know, Dave, the thing that really concerns me is I saw an article that within about 10 years, there will be about 500 new vaccines on the market. Now, a lot of these vaccines they're saying will be good for people and cure cancer and, you know, all the you know, bad breath and whatever else it is, you know, longevity, you know, because they say that right now these vaccines are at the cusp of giving us longevity. So it really is, I think, the Antichrist Faustian deal where, you know, people are going to take all this thinking that it's going to extend their life and do all the things that, you know, Antichrist will promise people. And at the end, it costs you your soul. You're like that. Okay. You transform into something, a beast.
All right, let's get Doug's view, Doug, what did you think of that revelation of COVID backwards?
I'm not surprised by anything anymore. You know, at this point, I'm not surprised by anything. I'm shocked at this point that whenever you go to get baptized, they don't try to give you the jab at the same time. You know, it's, you know, on what Bob was talking about with the demonic possession within our youth, especially within influencers, you know, the media, obviously Hollywood, everything's occultic, politics, everything's occultic. We are past going back to where America was. We're not going to be 1776 again. We're not going to be the American Revolution again. We are sold beyond that. We're going forward towards the Antichrist infrastructure. That's what everything is going to. You know, Bobby, talk about these vaccines. Soon the super soldier program will have another look. And with the ability to modify human beings, as we already know that the Chinese army admitted that they're doing, one day you will have super soldiers, super intelligence, super speed, super healing capabilities, vulnerable to gases, vulnerable to disease. You know, these are things that the average man can't fight against. But you know what it sounds a lot like? It sounds a lot like the Fallen Ones children that we once fought, waged wars with, and as we, many of us think, that we won. But they're just coming back. You know, originally, the fallen angels, with the way that they use their technology through sorcery and whatever breeding methods that they had, they created superhumans. Now we're able to do this through science. We're just, you know, repackaging the same thing. Obviously, Bob, you and I talk about genocide quite a bit. We know that a lot of these vaccines are genocidal. Here's my question to you, Bob, and I think we've posed this before. Dave, I'll let you answer this as well. We get into this next third world war. DOD decides to make it to where every person has to have the COVID vaccine and boosters. Guys are sprinting on the battlefield, heading to the front, and then the heart attacks start happening left and right.
Yeah.
Well, the heart attacks are already starting left and right.
The bottom line is, mm-hmm. is people need to take individual responsibility. And as Nancy Reagan said, just say no. I'm not taking it. Hey, do what you want. I can't stop them from holding me down and injecting me, but I am not taking it.
You know, the mark of the beast is a thing that you willingly take because it requires an act of worship. So this is a precursor to it. It could come to the point where there is an injection of some sort where you actually do become genetically transformed away from being human 2.0. And at that point, you willingly do it. You willingly give your power to the beast. You willingly give your praise and worship to the beast and its system. Yes, at that point, then it just becomes something you have just eternally sold your soul to. But we're at that point right now because the technology's there. It's fallen angel technology. And I always mention to people, because I don't think people think down these lines. You know, Albert Einstein would have had 180 IQ. There are people that have 200 IQs. I mean, just super geniuses. But we forget that angelic beings can have thousands of points of IQ. You know, in the song by Martin Luther, Mighty Fortress is Our God, it says that unless the right man, Jesus, were on our side, our striving would be failing. We are so incapable of going intellectually against these falling beings, these watchers, that unless we have the Lord Jesus Christ on our side, I don't care if you're conservative, I don't care if you have Navy SEALs, I don't care if you've won 16 Congressional Medals of Honor, Green Beret, all of it, I don't care what you are. The only way you can do battle in today's front is through the spiritual, the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of your testimony, Revelation 12:11, I think. So that's where we're at. And you know, what we see reflected through all of our society right now is this cosmic battle playing out. We see it right now that, you know, in the Republicans right now, it's reflecting a civil conflict between a black and white side and irreconcilable differences. And it's just going to get worse. So I just tell people right now, you think it's bad now, it's going to continue to get more and more darkness. Gross darkness will cover the people and it'll cover the land. But it says, if you're willing, if you want to put your faith in the Lord, his light will shine upon you. And that's the only difference that's going to make any difference at all, because this system is going to run you over. And we see it. And I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. We see it right now with the destruction, the utter destruction of our children. They're being systematically and brutally raped and dismembered in front of us. Most people are silent. You know, Klaus Schwab, just give it, you know, I read it. So it's in print that he's boasting that pedophilia is nature's gift to humanity to limit population.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it's almost like they're trying to provoke us by making one outrageous statement more outrageous than the previous statement.
Well, Dave, let me say one more thing. That statement, let's boil it down to its lowest common denominator. So if pedophilia is nature's gift to humanity, what it's saying, or to Mother Gaia, it's saying the rape of children is an act of worship to Mother Gaia. Does this sound vaguely familiar? You know, putting children into the, using children to appease the gods? I mean, that's what he is saying. Boil it down. You know, let's put them in the arms of Moloch, because that's how we please the gods. We throw them on the volcano. You know, this is exact. It's in your face. And Christians are just, you know, silent.
Bob, on my podcast today, I went an hour and a half, didn't even cover anything else that I had. I have like six different things I had pulled up that I was going to cover. But just trying to break down that WEF, that proposal for age gap love and not having it as a violation of human rights. You know, this is just my train of thought, but the most violating thing possible is to have a sexual relationship with a child. France has no age consent for having sex with children. New Zealand, now children 16 years and older can say that they can have, you know, a relationship with someone, and it's up to the jury to prove that that person violated the child.
Islam.
Look, I kind of danced around that today. If you've never been in a Muslim nation, okay, that's commonplace. It's commonplace. It was commonplace in Iraq. It's commonplace in Turkey and in Afghanistan and a bunch of other places. Some are a little bit more modern than others, but not really. You know, let's cut the brass tacks here. But, you know, that's commonplace barbarity. But like we say in the West, in the modern era, now they're throwing it in your face. Let me tell you what I read. When I read this whole thing, this is what I got out of this, is we're going to take your kids from you. We are going to have sex with your kids, and you are not going to do anything about it. If anything, you're going to let us do it.
Yeah.
The WF says that you're going to allow us to take your kids and to make them wives.
Yeah, the sexualization of Sexualization of Children Act. That's what they'll call it. You know, like the Marriage Protection Act. They all have these fancy names to them, but in the end, it is. Boil it down to its lowest common denominator. And if this isn't your line in the sand, you have no lines in the sand. They are saying that it is a religious thing because they worship Mother Gaia. It's a religious thing that we need to do to please.
Baal worship.
Baal worship, that if we have sex with your children, it prevents the reproduction of these useless carbon consumers, you and me. And so we take and put the children in the arms of Moloch
Baal worship. That doesn't even make any sense. That statement is totally devoid of logic. Not that it's evil. It's devoid of logic. It's just people spewing a word salad.
Dave, you have people who literally... And our buddy Jamie Walden was just recently in the Dominican Republic, and they were in an area where they know of a hunting ground for children, just like Jeffrey Epstein's island. This is what we're getting to. It's not just the fact that they can sacrifice your child, but they want to hunt down your child, and they want you to give them permission for it. How evil is that?
I was listening to David Icke the other day, and he said, you know, if you know the outcome, you'll see the journey. And so we know the outcome. We know what it is. They clearly state the outcome. And so you can watch the journey of how they're doing it. And so, you know, this is my point. Whether you're religious or not, almost everybody would, almost everyone would admit religion can have a dramatic effect on a civilization and culture. So if my religion as a Christian says, I love my enemy. If my enemy's thirsty, I give him something to drink. I do good unto those that want to injure me. You know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Those philosophies, those tenets of my religion are going to implement themselves in the culture. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to generally, if I see someone stop, I'm going to help them, you know, all those things that we look as Christian attributes. But on the other hand, if my religion says, I mean, let's set up temple prostitutes and have orgies in there. And, you know, that's what we have is debauchery, which that's what Baal and all those ancient religions had. You can't deny it. That's what they had. You know, you could go down to the temple, temple and worship Baal by having, you know, sex with a bunch of different people, things, whatever. And it's going to manifest itself in civilization by its reflection on the value of humanity. If, you know, the Bible says you're created in the image of God, I better have a very, very good reason if I'm going to strike down that image. But, you know, on the other hand, if the Bible, I mean, if your religion says you're just an object to be used sexually or whatever way, then that's going to reflect itself. And that's exactly what we see coming today, happening in our society. People are no longer looked at like they're in the image of God. They have value. They have eternal value, transcendent value, because God has stamped his image on them. This new religion, the religion of Cain, the religion of Pan, the Baphomet, has stamped its image upon humanity as a thing just to be sexually abused and used. And most people don't see it. And that's exactly what we're seeing manifest in our society today with all the horror we're watching of just our children being raped and mutilated. You know, and Doug, when you came here and did your active shooter class, the rate of sexual assault is skyrocketing in this nation. And, you know, people don't understand why. And that's why, because the God you serve is going to reflect itself in the way you live. And that's what we see happening.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical guess that's going to label me a racist. If you go back into Mayan culture, what's one of the things that they were very, very big about in the Mayan culture and the Aztec culture? Human sacrifice.
Yeah,
absolutely. In the Mayan culture, they were very big in child sacrifice, like hold a child down, cut their heart out while they're still alive, sacrifice. Guess what's happening all throughout narco-terrorist Mexico? Child sacrifice, human sacrifice, tearing out of the hearts.
The blood of the innocents.
Yeah, this is the cartel, all right? But this is also the people there, okay? And this is a blend of Christianity within itself as well. We don't want to talk about this. You're not going to hear pastors talk about this half the time because they don't want to lose butts and seats, and I don't really care. This is what's coming across the border. Trump was right. Trump was right. We're not getting the greatest people coming across the border. Third world people, third world mindsets, and a lot of them have third world ancient religions that are not Christian, and they're getting paid to come here. They'll do what they're told when they get here.
The ancient god Pan, the deity Pan, which we get the word pantheism because Pan was the all-powered god, which eventually the Baphomet came from Pan. You know, the what you see now being placed all over in parks and schools around the country, these images of the Baphomet. And there's a direct correlation between the evolution of Pan into the Baphomet and that which was the Canaanite god, which, you know, Moloch, they had child sacrifice. But, you know, as I was studying this the other day, Pan, the words that come from Pan, the deity Pan, are pandemic. It's directly related. Panic, pandemonium. And you look at that vaccine, you look at that, what they did with COVID. They worshiped that deity because Pan created a pandemic, which created pandemonium and panic.
And pansexualism.
Absolutely. Bingo. Pansexualism just exploded during that time. And, you know, so did pornography and all those other things. But, you know, this is what we're seeing. When we had the Lord Jesus Christ as basically the guiding light of this nation, people acted civilly. Today, You just go, Doug, you probably know him better than I do. What are the statistics of pastors and men that are just absolutely porn addicts? You know,
I think it's like 70%.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly, shockingly high.
But there's an
absolute threat here. Dave, you and I talked about this the other day, and Bob, you can chime in because you're right there. You're a meathead like me. There is an absolute attack upon like alpha males in America.
Yeah,
I always say this. Every male should be an alpha male. There's no excuse. You don't have to be all brawn if you're intelligent enough to develop stuff that, hey, us ground pounders have to pick up and carry. You know, I mean, there's all different types of strengths, but now it's to be weak, it's to be effeminate, it's to be inferior, and it's to be subservient. And then your complacency gives over to capitulation, and you're nothing more than another cricket caught in the meal grinder fed back to the masses. That's the eventuality.
Doug,
and all men have to do is resist.
They just came out and said that working out is a racist thing. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. And they also came out and said that shorter men, did you see that article? Shorter men are better for the planet because they don't produce as many children. So what happens to the NBA? I mean, this is the level of insanity we see our nation headed towards. You know, when the nation served the transcendent God, George Washington warned us the propitious smile of heaven, you know, when we served the Lord. But if we forsook it and we went back to all the ancient gods of Canaan, all those deities, along with all the vileness, would come back. And that's exactly what we've seen. Because, you know, during the time of Solomon, the nation of Israel was the most evolved country on the planet. Solomon made gold like pebbles on the ground. People came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They had everything. Nazi Germany, Italy. They were, again, in the modern era, they were the most evolved countries there were. Science, literature, art, you name it. I mean, you look at what they produced. You know, Israel gave into doctrines of demons, and look what happened to them. They set up, you know, the same thing. They were sacrificing their children, Moloch, all of it, the high places. You look what happened in Nazi Germany when they gave in Italy when they gave into doctrines of demons. Same thing. The nation lay in ruin at the end of a very short period. It had hundreds of years of reformation and enlightenment, and in a few short decades, when they gave into doctrines of demons, those nations lay in ruin. Do we think we will be any different because we have given into doctrines of demons and our nation is on the verge of being laid low, laid waste?
Well, I think that's well under progress here. Hey, there's a couple other topics we wanted to get to, so let me move this along. I've got some comments on Damar Hamlin. And, man, I'm really disturbed by what his family said because it's a lot different than they were saying the first night. Listen, I was very emotionally distraught when I watched that. You know, being a former football player and football coach at one time in my life, I was very distraught here. I was probably as upset Absolutely. As players on the field. Now, I'll break this down. I watched the hit in slow motion. I played it. Because I got sick of the BS I was hearing from the left. This was not a stress-induced heart attack from contact from a hit. That hit was minor compared to what goes on in the football field. Peter McCullough was on Tucker Carlson, and I agree with his analysis, but I want to end with another analysis of my own. He talked about a condition, I don't recall the name, said it could be that, that's what the left's trying to say that it is, and blah, blah, blah. He said, that ain't it. This is myocarditis. He said, this is probably vaccine injury. That's the number one place to look. And he was so systematic in the way he laid it out. It was unemotional. But let me just say this. Within minutes of this event happening, and this is why the left knows this is coming in much bigger numbers, Damar Hamlin will not be the last. And so they had their little videos ready to roll out instantly, saying, this isn't vaccine injury. This is crazy right-wing nonsense BS. And they had their videos ready to go before they could have possibly have analyzed the situation and come to a reasonable conclusion and then made a recording. They did this in advance. NBC, ABC, And listen, I'm sorry. Listen, to the family, the Hamlin family, my prayers with you. I prayed for Damar many times. I feel terrible about what happened, but I am sorry if you're getting pressure to say the things you're saying, because to say that this could be the result of vaccine injury is not right-wing conspiracy theory. It may not be right, but who's putting these thoughts into your head to make these statements when it should be considered among the full range of possibilities? And see, when they start limiting your ability to examine all possibilities, then you know the cover-up is in effect. And I think I've covered the fact now that the cover-up, the fix is in with regard to Damar Hamlin. I don't know the cause. I'm not a doctor, but I recognize a cover-up from the networks when I see it. And I've seen a distinct change in the way the Hamlin family is expressing themselves. And I'm not criticizing them. They've been through a terrible tragedy. And I hope Damar is able to recover fully and return to do what he loves to do. Gentlemen?
Yeah, well, you know, there's one good thing about it is we just see that his GoFundMe account, America's poured his heart out to this man, and we pour our prayers out for him because we want to see it. But, you know, remember during FTX when it first came out, the news media's got only within a few hours and said we discovered there's absolutely no conspiracy theory here. It's just mismanagement and all that. I mean, this thing would take months and months to investigate what happened to discover how that thing. But they determined in just a few hours. There's no conspiracy.
Minutes, not hours, Bob. Minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You tell a lie big enough and often enough and people will believe it. And then you go to where you own the mainstream media and you own all media. And then, you know, what you say is law at that point. Oh, and by the way, if you say anything against it, then they'll get the law after you. Look, I played rugby for many, many years. As some people know, I played football for a while. I did fairly well in football, and I've been hit from running the ball or being a linebacker. I mean, I've gone back and forth. I've hit people. People have hit me, especially in rugby. Man, I've been waylaid in rugby, especially by big Tongan and Samoan players, some of the funnest guys to play against. And that never happened ever. And I mean, like, I had like a good like 12 years experience of playing contact sports. I never saw that. Never saw it. That's such a rarity. And to immediately come out and say, oh, nope, it definitely wasn't the shot. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Doctors don't lie.
No, these weren't doctors, though, Doug. These were dumbass reporters pretending they were doctors.
No, there's a guy on YouTube who is some sort of a doctor specialist, all right? And you can tell that this guy's never give chest compressions to anybody. You can tell that this guy's probably never actually worked on anybody in a life-saving situation. And while this man is getting chest compressions, you know, I mean, this is going on. I don't know if you've guys ever given anyone chest compressions, but I have numerous times to people who've just passed out, fainted, all different types of reasons. Half of them survive, half of them die. You know what all of them did? I broke their rib cage, every single one of them. So not at one point in time am I snapping bones trying to get the heart to pump again. Did I say, hey, did this guy take any vaccines recently? No. You know why? Because I'm trying to save his life. That dude that's on YouTube wants to make a million page hit and get paid big bucks by YouTube. I mean, what if this poor guy had died?
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care at all, man. Nothing. Well,
you know, the Tucker Carlson video the other night when he had Dr. Mercola on, he said that in the European Sports League pre-COVID, they'd had about, I think it was 26 or 29, 20, one of those numbers, 26, 29 cardiac arrest in the whole European theater in their professional sports. Post-COVID, it went up to over 1,500. Now,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't say that. There's a doctor, you know, doctors are never wrong, a doctor that said that. And so, you know, we are watching this. Of course, just like, you know, smoking isn't bad for you, sugar's not bad for you. All the things the government had denied, you know, over and over and over again, only to have to come out years later. You know, Kennedy, the Warren Commission, that's the gospel truth. And now it's coming out that it's not. And so they have just this absolute history of lying. I don't want to call my government a liar, but it well, is.
But they are. They are.
Yeah, they are liars.
For
That's
20 years, for 20 years, we had MK Ultra.
Yes.
For 30 years, we had Mockingbird. They staged Northwoods. They wanted a war with Russia, and they were willing to sacrifice an airplane field full of college kids to do it.
Yeah. Well, they want a war with Russia today.
Yeah, I mean,
they're willing to sacrifice a planet.
Yeah, I mean, everything that we see right now is demonic. Everything that we see right now is driven by satanic influences. And there's no way to say it in any other way at this point. But, you know, the most important thing that you're going to see on YouTube is dog videos playing pianos, you know, and giving your money to Ukraine. That's the most important thing. Another $100 million to Ukraine. You know, I'll tell you what, gents, we're in a sinking ship. And what we, the people, try to do right now is every time we vote for some a-hole with a D or an R in front of his name, he gets a drill and he gets it and he just drills a hole into the hull of the ship. I'm like, look, here's my policy.
Yeah, I'm not drilling as big a hole as the next guy.
Yeah, you know what we do as Americans? We come over there, stick our finger in it. Stop doing that. Well, you voted for me. Man, I ain't got this many fingers. Eventually, the ship is going to sink. And like you all know, and Havari said that just like whenever Noah's day, when everything flooded, he had the ark. The elite will have an ark. They're already building it.
Oh, they built them all over the planet with our tax dollars, you know, bunkers for themselves. And they even have ladies of the evening that will be there with them. Every fleshly pleasure will be there. But again, all we have to do is just look the lessons of history. That, you know, we're doing exactly what Adolf Hitler did to Russia. We're putting, you know, Hitler put troops all along the Russian border, Poland, and we kept saying, you know, we're not going to invade. We're not going to invade. Signed a peace treaty with, you know, Stalin. We're not going to invade. Operation Barbarossa happened. And then 20 million Russians dead later that, you know, well, I guess Hitler didn't mean, I guess he never had good intentions. Well, I mean, the Russians, we don't look, know your enemy. We're not looking at it like how the Russians see it. And that's exactly what they're seeing because it's still in their collective memory what happened to them in World War II. And they lost their nation over it. And yeah. What's happening in Russia today is far worse than what Hitler did. Hitler went into Poland. I mean, we're totally going Finland, Poland, Ukraine, all the way down, encompassing them. And at the same time, we're provoking China. I mean, we are seeing an axis, allied powers develop. You know, there's people right now thinking that, you know, in the next 30 days or so, China's going to make some type of move on Taiwan. This is what you get when you serve gods that love death. I mean, they love blood. They love blood sacrifice. You can go into any of those ancient cultures, and that's what they did. Blood sacrifice is required. We see blood sacrifice being required today. Children, abortion, you name it. And
well, I have a question. If China goes into Taiwan, the one thing that I want to see is if simultaneously is the economy crashing. Because if the economy crashes, this is what the Chinese officials have said for years and years, like 40 years now. The moment they can oversee the IMF, the moment that they can take down the U.S. dollar and become the number one currency in the world, they will challenge us militarily and immediately. 50% of all arms that are sold by Russia are bought by China. All right. So the only country in the world that's building up a military that could combat and probably could combat the United States is China. They own half our debt. They own half of America. They own 3/4 of your politicians.
You know it's coming, Doug. You and I have talked about it. We know it's coming.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen. I want to move along to our third topic while we still have time. But I just want to...
Dave, let me just say one thing. Taiwan only has 30 days of the oil. They don't have any oil. Can you imagine, you know, are you going to bring super tankers into Taipei unload them during a war?
Bob, we already know the answer to this because Biden will abandon them because China owns Biden. That's simple, simple. I want to interject this before we go to our third topic. I was sent an email earlier today about Joy Behar on The View. Now, usually I don't waste my time with The View. It's not even worth a nightlight status, but here's what they said. I'm going to pull up the email. Joy Behar rips heterosexual men for supporting tackle football. Okay, I'm not going to even debate the topic. I don't want to go there. Just want to say this, and then we'll move on. The bottom line is what these people say is so inane, so illogical, that I don't know why anyone would listen to them. Where the hell does their audience come from? I mean, are these guys just people peeing in their pants? They can't dress themselves in the morning? I mean, you just have to wonder how retarded are people that would ever watch and listen to this nonsense. I just don't get it. Anyway, let's move on to the third topic here, McCarthy. I'll start the topic out because I'll probably be the most controversial, and that's okay. I'll own this. Don't blame my friends here who may not agree with me. I don't care if Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House. I don't care as long as Kevin McCarthy isn't. The enemy you know is better than the one you don't. And McCarthy has betrayed us along with McConnell and McDaniel, the RNC head. They sabotaged elections in 2022. They've sabotaged legislation. They are rhinos. They're paid off by places like FTX, every one of them. And here's the bottom line. I'd almost rather have, as I said earlier, Satan is the speaker as I would Kevin McCarthy. And I don't care if Hakeem Jeffries gets in and people say, Dave, that's horrible. There's no difference. They're going to take your guns. Right. They're going to limit your ability to own gold and silver. So they force this 14067 down your throat, the mark of the beast. They are going to destroy your liberties and your standard of living. And it makes no difference. Hakeem Jeffries may get you there a little quicker, but it'll be no different with Kevin McCarthy in charge. We need to act like South America, folks. Look at what's going on in Argentina, in Peru, and Brazil. We need to act like them. And unfortunately, we're not hurting enough to stand up for ourselves. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Well, you know, in the Bible, it said that eventually there's a prophecy that says that your rulers will be children. You know, right
Greta
now,
Thornburg. Greta Thornburg.
the direction that we're going is to fulfill Bible prophecy, which is no matter what, that's the direction that we're going. You're not going to vote that out. You can't prep for it. You can get right with Christ and get in shape, train, prep, and pray. And that's about it. But I think the fact that now we're seeing a I don't want to say a civil war in the House, but we're obviously seeing a division amongst the division of Republicans. And Lauren Boebert, Josh Gates, I commend you. Thanks for standing up for we the people. I hope you walk around with a gun and body armor and bodyguards.
You know, you said Lauren Boebert. Let me point out one mainstream media BS action again. I heard what she said today. Donald Trump needs to stop supporting Kevin McCarthy. End of statement. Yep. Now, absolutely. Here's how the media ran it. Boebert attacked Donald Trump viciously. I know. I hear you. They're just trying to sow division.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they have, though. Go ahead, Bob.
Everything on a nation, though, we are a nation divided. You know, it's no longer e pluribus unum. That's long in the rearview mirror. We are a nation divided along so many lines now. During the first Civil War, you know, basically everyone in that war was Christian. Everyone spoke the same language. Everyone had the same culture. They went to the same military schools. A lot of them had family on the other side. And it was the bloodiest war in American history, 500,000 people dead. Today, none of those things. Religions are different. Language is different. Culture is different. Everything is different. On top of that, we have a nation that is strung out on drugs, strung out on just all kinds of, you know, the dopamine nation. I forgot the lady who wrote the book, you know, that is just on everything that just stimulates us. We're a nation that is long past its prime. And because we were such a superpower, we're riding on some of our laurels, but we see day by day right now all that collapsing out from underneath us, just like when you stand on the beach and the water comes washing around your feet, you slowly sink into the sand. Because we have left the rock, the solid foundation of how we were formed and our Christian heritage, now we just see this carcass rotting in the sun. And, you know, it has a strong military. But as Doug said, you know, I mean, I would say children would be better than what we have as leadership. It's just disgusting to watch what's going on with the people who are supposed to be leaders of the America, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. I mean, the three top leaders of the free world. Come on.
They get picked by the globalists because they're idiots that can be controlled.
Well, let me give you guys a quote, and I want y'all to respond to this. All right. This is what's wrong with America right now, and this explains it perfectly. I think it's the book, Those Who Remain, that was wrote by Michael Hoff. Hard times create strong men.
Yep.
Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. I would say I'm an example of a strong man. I grew up that way. My family grew up that way. Very backwoods, hands-on, roughnecks kind of guys. I am the most hated person within the Democrat elite because I can fix my own vehicles, fix my own house. I can grow my own food, slaughter my own animals. I don't have to rely upon the global teat that is the government.
Yeah.
That is why they don't like us.
No, they call biceps racist anymore. They really do.
Hey, I got 22 inches of races right there.
Yeah. I mean, so. Of course they don't want strong men. They want weak men because they know what it breeds. And, you know, when this is the whole food industry, it's all geared towards making weak men because kids just eat boxed foods full of chemicals. And when a boy goes through puberty overweight, half the testosterone his body makes is stored in his fat so that the child never fully develops. I mean, you know, I grew up on a Navy SEAL base, okay, Little Creek Amphibious Base. Our Boy Scout masters were recon guys and frogmen and, I mean, it was unique growing up with those guys. I can tell you, you're not going to get that in the Boy Scouts today. But they made men. They made strong men. That's what they did. And today we don't see that in our nation anymore. A drug addicted child.
No,
you know,
this is why we're not standing up for our country.
Yes.
Gentlemen, we're just about out of time. But Bob, I think you just hit the major point of the evening. It hasn't happened in Brazil, Peru, or these other countries where people are rising up. Our people are incapable of rising up. They're chemically incapable. They're psychologically incapable. And the rest are our audience. And I don't know that we can change that. The rest of us have to talk about how we're going to adapt, but that's another show for another time. I want to, Bob, tell people how they can follow you very quickly.
My website and my store is Ready Made Resources. And that's readymaderesources.com. And, you know, I'm glad to talk to people about, you know, getting a prep network set up for them, whether it's the demographics, the family makeup, all that. If they call me at 800-627-3809, I'm gladly talk with people. But, you know, Dave, it's really been good tonight. Just three men, you know, talking about things that affect, you know, not only manhood, but the destiny of our nation. And yeah. My encouragement is you hear three men talking right now, become a man, you know, open your mouth and start to speak the truth, grow a pair so that you're not sitting there cowering. Oh, I can't mention any of this. I can't do that. I can't. Oh my gosh. If I said that, this will happen. No, grow a pair right now. The nation needs you.
Hey, Bob, yeah. I just want you to know that my pronouns are semi and full auto. Thank you. Hey, you know, I just want to say I thank Dave Hodges for having a platform like this.
Absolutely.
To have loud mouths like me come on here and to, you know, shoot my mouth off. But, you know, Dave, I really wanted to say that I appreciate the work that you do. And I know that you've stuck your neck out there for a very long time. And you've spoken the truth and fought against the elite for a long time. You should be just as famous as Alex Jones and the rest. And there's a reason why they hate everyone like us, because we're actually making a difference. So if you want to make a real difference, subscribe to thecommonsenseshow.tv. It's on Rumble at Doug and Dave Intel Report. Please make sure that you're hooking up with Bob Griswold. He's got a special going on every month for everything that's in there. I implore you, we're in the time where you need night vision, body armor, good optics, and a good weapon and good training. We'll be giving training mid-February, myself and then a former Special Forces medic. We're going to be giving tactical and medical training out there. Make sure you're hitting up Bob's website. We'll be keeping that updated, and we'll be giving the training syllabus soon. That's all I got, Dave. American Vindicta.
AmericanVindicta.com. It's awesome. The AmericanVindictaShow.com. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. I think we've covered a lot of territory, and we've challenged people. We've challenged our friends and people who think like us. We need to get active and say no, and we need to stand up, and we need to resist. And right now we're losing because we're not resisting. Anyway, that's it for the CommonSenseShow.tv. We will see you back here next time. God bless all of you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that we will be conducting more training exercises out at Ready Made Resources.
And this time we're going to be going over a grid-down scenario type of training, teaching you combatants skills, tactical skills, teaching you self-aid, buddy aid, medical skills, and also teaching you some surge evasion and survival courses. And then we're going to have a 3 days of this training, with the fourth day being a final training event where you can be able to come out for a daytime and nighttime training event and even use night vision and thermal optics so that you can see just how well these systems are and be able to evaluate your skills and test yourself. The whole 4 day course is $800 with a $50 fee that is for using the services there at Ready Made Resources. If you have any information, or if you want any information on this, please contact either me or readymaderesources.com. You can call Bob Griswold and ask for the information. The information should be put up on the Ready Made Resources website fairly soon. And if you do have any other conversational comments about this, you just want to know more about the course, then please contact me at American Vindicta Show. AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I love all of y'all. I hope you take care, be safe, and stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping. Whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation, that is the meal that I stick with. And you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5. Mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.